and welcome into Texans training camp today, brought to you by Academy. Patty Smith alongside Houston Chronicle columnist, not just Texans beat writer, but columnist Brian T. Smith. Congratulations on the promotion, and let's tell the fans what you're actually doing now.
I'm writing columns for the Houston Chronicle. It's great, and I'm very proud to do so.
It's a big deal. Don't underestimate it.
It's a huge deal. It's great, and it's an honor, and I'm still working with the very famous Sean McClain. We hired Aaron Wilson, who used to cover the Baltimore Ravens. He kind of took my spot working with McClain, but I'll be at every game this year. We'll be talking all the time, and I'll still be around this team a lot, but doing a little more Astros and Rockets and, you know, opinion mixed with analysis, mixed with some humor, and kind of capturing what's really going on, which is a pretty amazing time in Houston sports right now.
Well, we love your opinion. We love your sense of humor. But right now we're here to pluck your brain for your knowledge. And we'll talk about these first 2 weeks of camp since this is our last night of our Training Camp Today show. We're not wrapping up training camp, but we're wrapping up our observations. So just overall kind of grade the camp, what you see, and the progress.
It's been a good camp for the Texans. Now, it's still early. They haven't played a preseason game yet. And I'm very excited and, you know, just eager to see what this team can do, specifically the quarterbacks on Saturday. But camp-wise, look, this is the main thing I'm going to take away, and I know it's very simple. No one's had a devastating injury outside of, Rashard Cleat, linebacker, and that happened very early on. The fact that we're not talking about, hey, when's Clowney going to come back, that Clowney right now has a target date for August 17th, right after the 49ers, the first preseason game. All those things are promising. You really want to get through these first couple weeks without losing anybody. The Texans dealt with some of that last year. They haven't really had to deal with that this year. They've been pretty injury-free. And, you know, if they're going to do what they need to do this year, Patty, under Bill O'Brien in the second year, trying to take 9-7 and get into the playoffs, it's going to be depth. It's going to be just having that roster that gets you the 16-game season. We saw that last year. Four quarterbacks, all the changes. Right now, they're in a good spot. But obviously, they lost Arian Foster, you know, and so that's the other thing is, you know, while they didn't lose anyone else, you know, you lose someone like Arian Foster, and that's huge for this team. And how are they going to respond? How are they going to fill those holes? How are they going to be able to really, do what they want to do offensively without the key to that offense?
Well, an offensive line is usually the key when it comes to the running game. And before I get your opinion on it, let's hear just from a couple of the offensive linemen, Ben Jones and Brandon Brooks.
No, it doesn't matter who's back there throwing it. It doesn't matter who's back there, you know, running the ball. We have a job to do, and we take pride in our job.
Thus far, a couple of weeks into training camp, how have you seen this offensive line kind of grow, bond, and sort of the progress that you guys are making?
I think we had a great group of guys. We love being around each other. We're on and off the field together at all times, and just the more you're with each other, the better you come together as a group.
So, Brian, with Ben Jones kind of entrenched at the center role now, these guys feeling good about the continuity, the camaraderie, and all that they have developed from a chemistry standpoint. Just your thoughts on how that plays out, especially at this point, not even knowing who your quarterback is.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the most interesting spots to watch for this team. Everyone wants to talk about quarterback or the number two wide receiver, strong safety, all those positions. But how is that offensive line going to be? Number one, they don't have Arian Foster. That's a huge blow for this team offensively. You move Ben Jones from left guard to center. I believe Ben Jones can be a capable starting center in this league, but left guard's a little iffy right now. I think we all thought that Xavier Suafio, second-year guy at a UCLA, number 33 overall pick, just last year, that he would come in, cement himself at that spot. He had it during OTAs. He didn't come into camp into shape. He's working uphill right now. He's having to prove himself to the coaching staff. So that's a blow. We've seen a lot of Jeff Adams, the veteran left guard, who's more of a tackle, playing left guard for this team. Watching that offensive line in the preseason games and the early regular season until they get Arian Foster back, hopefully week six, not week 10, that's going to be a key point to watch for this team.
Well, not as many questions on defense. Defense looking pretty solid, but there are still a few.
No, there are. Strong safety is a big one. But even linebacker, you know, Clowney comes back August 17th. Well, can Clowney be your starting outside linebacker on the weak side for week one against the Chiefs? I don't think so. I think they just continue to try and ramp Clowney up slowly. Don't put any real pressure on him. And maybe by the middle of the season, he's playing the entire game and he's where you want him to be, because the surgery he had was a major surgery. He had a bust rookie year. The last thing you want to do is to put too much pressure on his shoulders early on in his second year. So linebacker, you have to watch out for. The defensive line is set. You know, I mean, that's the beauty of it. J.J. Watt at left end, Vince Wilfork, big Vince Wilfork in the middle, Jerry Crick at the right end. That is the biggest strength of this team right now. But the linebackers, you still have some moving pieces, and then the strong safety. And then obviously the cornerbacks are set as well with Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson.
All right, well, don't go anywhere. We'll talk about the matchup against the 49ers a little bit later on in the show. But we do have to take our first time out on the show. But don't go away. When we come back, I will visit with one of the top 20 most interesting men in Houston. And he is a Houston Texan. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside Garrett Graham as the team prepares for the first preseason game against the 49ers. How forward are you looking to going up against another team?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's kind of been a long time coming. It's only been a couple weeks, but it seems like forever since you get to play an actual game. So we're just out here preparing, and I think we're ready to go.
How has this week been different than the first week of training camp where you now are focusing on one specific team?
Yeah, more so you're just trying to, you know, get into your playbook, learn your things, and now you can watch some film, you can scout other players and go up against something different. So I think it's a good opportunity for all of us, and should be fun.
Is a preseason game, especially the first one like this, how much of it is about game planning for that team versus implementing your own things and not really worrying so much about what they're doing?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Again, you just want to go out and feel good about how you play and, want to see everybody play well, want to get the young guys in there and see how far they've come in the last couple of weeks. So, it'll be interesting, and I think it'll be good for us as a team.
You know, you're one of those guys that your head coach and management is really saying is having a great camp and doing some great things. Do you feel that yourself, that you're having a good camp? And after you kind of go into that, just you guys as a group?
I feel like I'm doing my job better than I have done last year. So that's I wouldn't say it's spectacular, but it's what needs to be done. And as a group, I think we've come a long ways, and the young guys really stepping up. CJ really knows his stuff now, and hopefully Griff will be back soon. But I think we've done much better as a group.
You know, on a personal note, and I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the Chronicle came out with like the whatever it is, the 35, 40 most interesting men in Houston. You're on the list. The only two Texans, JJ Watt was number one. You're on that list.
Yep.
Did you know about it? What does it mean to you? What do you think?
I didn't know about it till I talked to my wife last night. I don't really know how to take it. I guess it's kind of cool to somebody thinks I'm interesting. I got quite a laugh out of it.
Well, and a lot of it is, you know, what you and your wife both do in the community and things like that. And I know that's important to you. So maybe it turns out to shed some good light on some other things.
Yeah. It can't hurt. I'll take it, right?
All right, thanks so much. We have to take one final time out here on the show. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up.
You know, we got a number of guys. This will be their second year. And as you know, that's the opportunity for them to really step up between the first and second year. And I think some of them are doing that. And we'll find out more about it Saturday.
Well, Brian, everyone looking forward to the game against the 49ers, preseason game number one. What is the expectation realistically for a first preseason game for this team?
You know, I'll say this. Don't overreact. Even if it goes great and Ryan Mallett comes out or Brian Hoyer, let's keep it even right now. If one of those guys comes out and they're 12 for 12 with two touchdowns and NRG Stadium is ready to, everyone's ready to buy season tickets for the Super Bowl run for the next 5 years, don't overreact. Because last year, week one, basically in the preseason, the first game, I believe against the Arizona Cardinals, we were in Arizona, in Phoenix, the Texans looked horrible. They were blown out. They were embarrassed. And, you know, it looked like the world was caving in because it was coming after the 2-14 season. Bill O'Brien had taken over. What was going on with this team? They came back. Atlanta came here with Hard Knocks. They were fine. And that set the tone for the rest of the season. So as good as it goes or as bad as it goes, don't overreact. In terms of what we're going to look for, there's no way around it, Patty. We're looking at the quarterback situation. You know, how do they split up the reps between Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett? As much as Bill O'Brien doesn't want to talk about it, who starts, you know, initially, that could be key. You know, if Brian Hoyer starts and he wins the job, we will look back and say, hey, we saw the beginning of that during OTAs, where he started taking the first reps before Mallett, and during the first preseason game, where he started taking the first reps before Mallett. Watch Bill throw something crazy in, and Mallett starts first preseason game, Hoyer second preseason game, and he makes the call going into the third one against the Saints. But there's so much to watch. I want to see the running backs. How do they respond? Alfred Blue, Chris Polk without Arian Foster. Defense a little, but mainly the running backs and the quarterback position.
All right, great stuff, Brian, as always. Now, just because you're a big deal, you're still going to be hanging with us out on the road as we travel all season
long. You have my full services for free as much as you want. So
that's pretty much what we pay, so it's all good. All right, well, that's going to do it for Texans training camp today for this season. But we will be with you still every step of the way. Texans Huddle every Thursday right here on Fox Sports Southwest. And, of course, tune in for the pre- and post-game show each and every week. This guy right here, the big-time columnist from the Houston Chronicle. Have a great week, everyone.